We are 26 days from football for Arkansas, and less than that for college football, just like 24 days away. I think the first games are on Thursday, so.
It's coming. It's coming fast.
Buddy, 3 weeks, boom, boom, boom.
And it happened quick. It was. You should have heard the Arkansas delegation out in D.C. when they heard that Marshall was suspended for the first game against Auburn. Place went nuts.
Corliss Marshall suspended for the first game?
Place went nuts.
Oh, you mean Nick Marshall of Auburn?
That's right,
sir. Oh, that's good news.
That's right, sir. Even the folks in D.C. are excited about that.
Oh, and I saw the tweet. I was pretty excited myself. The question becomes, will he sit a possession, a quarter, a half, three quarters, a game? What? My guess would be a half. I bet he sits a half. Because you know what? If I'm Gus Malzahn, what I'm really hoping is that we're in such control that I can sit him for the whole game and say, I made a statement. I sat him the whole game.
So you think it's just going to be a very fluid situation?
No, I think they'll have it all set. My guess is he'll sit like a quarter probably. What do you think? Quarter or a half?
You got to go a half at least. I don't know why they wouldn't even go a game. But I guess you just
what if you say,
don't do that anymore.
What if you're thinking it's a game and you get into the third quarter and it's tied? What do you do then?
You got to do it. You got to let it roll. Why not? I'm sure this
derail your national championship hopes just to make a statement for your quarterback?
I would imagine. I know they won last year in some very strange ways with the tip against Georgia, running back against Alabama.
Don't forget, early in the year, they were pretty suspect, too. I mean, they beat a very marginal Washington State team by only a touchdown on their home field.
Well, exactly. How many different things will change with their offense with Nick Marshall versus without Nick Marshall?
Well, you know as well as anybody, this is an offense that is based very much on execution and very much on being able to move at a very rampant pace, and without an experienced quarterback in there, how quick can you go? How comfortable are you? I mean, what kind of mistakes are you going to maybe incur that you wouldn't if you had an experienced quarterback in there?
Do you think that looking at how Nick Marshall last year, first time getting accustomed to what Gus Malzahn does, there's got to be, I'm sure there is another quarterback ready that can maintain and keep up that level of pace. I would hope there is.
Jeremy Johnson, 6'5" sophomore from Montgomery, Alabama. And he played last year, 422 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 picks in 6 games. So he says, Malzahn says that he and Rhett Lashley have decided that he'll have a bigger role regardless. So he says they feel good about the quarterback position, no matter what happens.
Five?
It's a big dude, huh?
That's huge.
Big guy.
He's just going to fall forward.
It's like as big as A.J. Derby. How'd that go?
Well, yeah, I don't know if really A.J. Derby.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jeremiah Johnson, but I know of
Jeremy.
Jeremiah Johnson from out in Montana. Like, and if he's anything like that guy,
yeah,
undefeated national championship.
Yeah,
that's all
so.
I got to say. But I do want to thank. I know you guys played the Senator Bozeman and Pryor deal.
Can I mention one more thing quarterback related before we moved on to your weekend?
Yes.
The other big news quarterback related and Arkansas related is that Ty Story has basically committed. He signed a financial aid package, which is a commitment
would
to Arkansas.
Would you do that? I was thinking about that last night reading it and thought to myself.
It's a de facto early signing period.
I understand, but he's going to enroll in classes is the way that I read it.
In January.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to graduate early.
And if you know how fun the last part of your senior year in high school was.
But it was,
I almost feel like I feel bad that he's going to miss out on that experience.
I do, but I don't, because here's the thing. I'm a slappy. I didn't really have anything to work on or shoot for. I mean, it was just screwing around as much as I possibly could. He is getting a jump start on something special if he goes to Fayetteville early. So if I was in his shoes, I would much rather go to Fayetteville and get a jump start on something special.
Can I give him a little bit of advice?
As a guy who's been there as a Division I athlete, yes, please do. I'm sure Ty Story's listening to the show this morning.
What he is getting a jump on, okay, is something that he'll be able to consume for a strong, maybe a red shirt too, at least 4 years. Okay, he's going to be able to swallow as much as that as he wants. What he'll never have is to be able to enjoy that last part of senioritis, which is a very special thing in American culture in high school, is that senioritis. I had a great time. I'm glad I went and stuck around, and you get a proper way to say goodbye to everybody. Now, I don't know how far. Now, he's from Charleston.
The question becomes, how much does that spring practice matter to a guy who is not in any way, no matter how talented he is not expected to play next year? And I will say this. If he can be the starter next fall, even adding in the fact that he went in early, that didn't say a whole lot for the other guys on campus, in my opinion. As great as he might be, I mean, all I've heard is, I mean, everything I know about him is that he's similar to Peavy, and I haven't seen the kid play, but I mean, I know his numbers are outstanding. But he's played in smaller classification, which is not to mean that he can't be highly successful, and I have nothing but you know, anticipation that he'll be very good coming forward at Arkansas. But we have seen in past years that the majority of smaller classification quarterbacks have not thrived necessarily at Arkansas. It's not been there's not been a great track record.
Maybe he feels that that is one advantage he'll have is getting up there early.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely is. But I understand what you're saying too. I think there's definitely two sides of that coin. I don't know.
Maybe he says he's been, if we'd ask him, maybe he said he'd been slacking off the last couple years in high school.
So the only way, yeah, maybe he's already had senioritis since he was a sophomore. The only way I would want to go early if I was him is if I felt like I had a chance to play at the beginning of my career. And I just don't know how realistic that is when you've got, you know, Austin Allen and Peavy and, you know, I don't know what Mitchell's future is at quarterback if he has one. I mean, they keep bringing new quarterbacks in that seem to be highly touted. I don't know.
They all seem to be these four-star big name kind of guys.
Or three-star, four-star, yeah. If you're Damon Mitchell, I mean, at this point, do you start thinking, gee, maybe I can fit in somewhere else?
Possibly.
I mean, does he think he's got what it takes to play there? I mean, does he maybe want to go to defense? I don't know. I'm curious. I'm interested to see what the depth chart looks like at the beginning of spring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the beginning of fall camp, rather, and at the end of fall camp, I guess, more importantly.
Although this kid does seem like he is gung-ho. From what I read yesterday, he's all about recruiting other guys, encouraging other guys to sign early and get them on campus as well.
What's the national
great spokesman?
I wonder what the national record is for high school passing yards. He has 8,000 yards in his career in 3 years. That seems like a lot to me.
Because it is a lot.
He has almost 9,000 yards. He has 8,700 yards
with a year to go.
Yeah. I mean, he's averaging almost 3,000 yards a year. I mean, he's gonna be around 12,000 yards in his career. What's the national record? Matty T, see if you can find
that.
Sick Landis on it. That's a perfect job for Landis Super Intern. What's the Arkansas record for most passing yards by a high school quarterback in a career? And what's the national record? He's got to be on pace. He's got to be in the ballpark. Those are stupid numbers. That's silly. Anyway, so we shall see. We shall see. Okay. I'm excited about this.
I guess you already
this.
Got it.
No, I don't. I got a text about something else. Okay, so tell me about your trip. Pat just got back from the nation's Beltway.
What a time.
From the Beltway to the Bible Belt. That could be the name of your
short
memoir.
Story. First off, you would love it. We've got to go. We've got to pack up the whole band and take it down to D.C.
I love it.
Okay? It is tons of energy. Just hard work. 24/7. I was very surprised in their offices, Bozeman, Senator Pryor. I was able to get behind the scenes tour of what was going on. With thanks to Senator Bozeman's one of his legislative assistants, Heba Abdallah. It's amazing. She says she reads 1,500 words over 1,500 words per week, different bills and things like that, so she can then go and brief the senator on it.
When you say behind the scenes, you mean you got to...
I got to see how it's done.
Took a leak in his bathroom?
No.
Is that what you mean?
I saw the sausage was made.
Okay.
It is amazing. 24/7. Like I said, Thursday night we had the Razorback event. Oh, it's actually the Arkansas Alumni Association event. And unfortunately, there are still folks there working. I mean, the last vote was until 10 p.m. on Thursday. And, of course, they went to recess on Friday. It was fun. Got a chance to have some Senate bean soup, thanks to Andy York, Senator Pryor's chief of staff.
I didn't know that was so famous.
I didn't know either.
Was it good?
It was great.
What kind of bean?
It was your typical bean.
I don't know. Kidney bean, white bean, navy bean. What kind of bean?
I think it was a white.
Okay.
I think it was a white bean.
Racist.
Senate
racist
in a state
soup.
Of euphoria.
Okay.
And I got the chicken and waffles.
I'm a black bean guy myself.
It was great.
I like white chocolate over dark chocolate.
I heard white chocolate isn't even really chocolate.
I don't even care what it is. It's really good. But I like the black bean over the navy or white bean.
Jay Williams?
Yeah.
Jason Williams, me. White chocolate.
You know? I guess it's weird.
So it was good. It was, okay. And it's about the people, man. It really is. The people make that run, obviously. And it's 24/7, 365. So many, I mean, it blew me away.
Is it like 24/7, 365 when they're on a break?
Well,
what about when the government shuts down? Is it 365 then?
They didn't get paid, none of them. And it was funny.
None of the staffers did?
Then none of the staffers got paid. Everyone's late, and they're making but like $35,000 a year.
Didn't they get reimbursed after the? I thought they were going to get
they
paid
may
back.
Have, but like that.
But that
know,
period.
15th, period. Yeah.
As a check to check guy, I can respect the fact that it's not fun.
It was it was just interesting to see how many young. You were talking about interns. Friday was their last day, and yesterday the Democrat Gazette had a list of all the interns that were over in Washington from Arkansas. I got a chance to see those kids, and just an amazing experience. Something I wish I had done.
Did you go up in the Washington Monument?
We went up in the Washington Monument.
Did you sit on Lincoln's lap at the Lincoln Memorial?
I was very close to doing it. Did not do it. Went there during the day. Went there during the night. It's enormous. These structures are enormous. Oh, went to the reflection pond, or is it the reflective? Anyway, pond?
Yeah, a lot of stuff's happened there.
Forrest Gump.
Yes, I understand.
Familiar with him?
Okay, that's not necessarily the first thing I was going to go with, but okay. Forrest Gump.
Martin Luther King Jr.,
also
I Have a Dream
one.
Speech.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
So he was there, too.
Did you, I heard you couldn't quite make it to the big one, so you had to settle for the Jonesonian instead of the Smithsonian.
Big one!
Did you go to the Smithsonian, or did you have to settle for the Jonesonian?
The Smithsonian is actually made up. There's like different, you have the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Museum of American History. We went to the American History.
Okay.
So we were able to go and see the I'm talking the.
The lantern that Paul Revere used.
Not
one
if
by land, two if by sea.
The original American flag. So they have the flag out there on display.
Nice.
It's enormous.
They let you take pictures of it?
25 feet. You couldn't.
That's
you
what could. I figured.
25 feet by like 45 feet. I went to the White House on Saturday morning.
You?
Went to the White House. It's a very, they do the
Howard
East
Dean.
Wing.
Yeah,
the stateroom, and Katy Perry was out there Thursday night performing.
Yeah. Did you run into her?
No, unfortunately, no. I did not run into. I did not run into her.
You'd like to run into her repeatedly, wouldn't you?
Yes, please.
You see anybody famous outside of politics?
I saw Michelle Bachmann walking around down there in the city. But again, it was kind of so many things were happening because it was the end of it. I was glad I was able to go at that time because they were. Certain things you could do, certain things you couldn't do.
Yeah.
But of course, a special time was sitting down with those guys.
You didn't get a chance to go in the Oval Office.
No, sir. No Oval Office. Although President Obama was on his way out for vacation
yeah.
at that time.
Well, you know, today's, not to spoil the birthday trivia, today's his birthday. Happy birthday, President Obama.
53?
I don't know what Barry
53,
is.
54?
Barry the Bomber? I'm not sure how old he is. How about that?
Barry the Bomber.
Yeah.
So a big tip of the cap to those guys, Brandon Spicer, Heba, take care of you. We need to be there April-ish, right after the basketball season finishes.
Why don't you take me for my birthday?
Done deal. Sold. Absolutely done deal.
Love it.
We can eat it. We the pizza.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. How was the pie?
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Okay, we know about Boston pizza, New York pizza, and Chicago pizza, even California pizza. What's DC pizza like?
Ooh, man, 4 in the morning, it's great.
Ha ha!
Great!
Somebody was getting ready for Pine Bluff Four Ball this week, baby. That's all I know.
It was good. And the one interesting thing was three things surprised me.
Four things.
Number one, the amount of young, extremely intelligent and hardworking professionals who are there just busting. I mean, just incredibly talented young people.
Hardest working, lowest paid group of people in America outside of radio producers and on-air talent.
Yeah, but okay. They're like on genius level type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. These, very much like us. Okay.
So the second thing was the fact that there's no skyscrapers. Other than the Washington Monument, there is an ordinance where it can't be above a certain thing. And even the bank built, like the Bank of America where you would bank, looks like a structure built in 1800. I mean, it's okay. Just they want to keep that consistent. And the third thing is, Bono, your boy, every senator's office, chief of staff's office, everybody's office, everywhere on Capitol Hill has a picture of Bono. I mean, this guy is just ingrained into it. And they say he's one of the few celebs that actually know everything about what he goes up there and visits and talks about.
Oh, he's very influential. He's the he's the most important Irishman probably in all of America. Even just slightly, just ahead of Roy McElroy after the weekend he had.
What about?
Luckily for Sergio, there's no Spaniard. I don't think that's ahead of him.
Not
so
that
he's
I met.
Good to go.
Not that I met.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. I didn't do anything like that this weekend. I just sat around the house a lot.
You know what though?
I put mulch in my yard. You hung out with senators. You had a bigger weekend than I did.
But now we have the inn.
That's good. I appreciate
Zone on the
that.
Road, April.
That's good. Let's do it. I'm in. Bo is up first today in the zone. What's up?
Hey, I heard you talking about this kid being on track to set the state offense record.
I'm curious. I don't know.
I'm not really sure, but I think Stephen Lux from PA still holds the record. He had like 13,700 yards as a three-year starter there at PA.
That's
and
crazy.
And I don't know if anybody has broken it.
All right. Landis is
What year was that?
Lux played, it's been within the last 10 years.
04, 05, and 06 were the football season that he played because he graduated high school in 07.
Yeah. Well, they've had a couple athletes that have, a couple quarterbacks that have put up stupid numbers. In fact, I think he broke another PA quarterback's record when he did it. But
probably broke. That was probably Thomas Thrash.
Thomas Thrash is exactly right.
Yeah. Thomas.
He threw like.
He's now coaching at Clarendon.
Oh, okay. He threw like 35 touchdowns one year or something insane. But
I think Stephen had like 147 career touchdowns at PA. I'm not really sure about that, but that's close.
Okay, here's the number. Look at this. In 2013, Ty Story, 4,241 yards, 52 touchdowns. 52 touchdowns, and he ran for six more. 52!
Now, how much did Lashley have that one year? Is that in that story?
I don't know.
Because apparently he broke his record like one season.
This story is about him signing, not necessarily about the significant numbers that he's putting up. But dude, 52 touchdowns in a season, in a high school football season. You know how stupid that is? That's dumb.
Yeah,
I mean, what do they play like? They played 15 games last year, so do the math on that. He averaged over three touchdown passes a game.
He threw five in the state championship game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway.
Over 305 in the state championship game.
That's nuts. Well, we welcome back my man, Pat Bradley, in the house. Quick note here on Keithley Service coming live fan feedback. To pay respect to Bill Clinton while in D.C., did Pat smoke a cigar while he was there? Pat, did you?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. Although I now think we can get us some Cubans.
Oh, really?
I made some inroads.
Oh, you made some nice with the delegation over there?
Yeah, so I'm trying to do whatever I can. Maybe just in time for the Pine Bluff four ball.
We'll be talking more about that as we go through the week for
DC
sure.
DC to PB.
I love it. You ready for that? When are you qualifying? Don't
Wednesday.
Have that worked out yet. You're not sure, huh?
Wednesday.
We qualified in the pouring rain Friday, but I will say this. Got to hang out with Neil Day, the new pro down there. The Pine Bluff Country Club has never been more lush in the fairway. It is beautiful. I mean, the weather's been so good
What's
for everybody.
What's his background?
He was
Neil Day.
Diamante, and he's been, I think he said, I guess he was at CCLR for a while. He's been around a little bit. Good guy.
Good.
But, man, they're excited. I know he's thrilled, and the course is, this is not hyperbole. I've never seen it look better. The fairways are the most lush I've ever seen. It's really outstanding. So, now, the only problem was they were lush and wet when we were there Friday because it was raining, but it's going to be fantastic this week. We do want to thank our friends at Reliance Bank, too, for letting us go down there again. Great sponsors.
Are we on 13? Are we doing
back at the house. And we're going to have we could go anywhere this year. Clubhouse, at the clubhouse.
Gotcha.
We could go anywhere because we got that new technology.
Greater Point, baby.
We're phone line free. I'm going to do a little test on Thursday just to make sure everything's kosher. But Matty T, what's the significance of this David Bowie song?
Oh, the significance is that it's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
How did you know that there was significance to it?
Because it was odd that you threw a David Bowie song.
Because it wasn't in the system, and I added it and everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I love David Bowie.
The only guy who had a weekend even close to as interesting as Pat's would be Matt. So when we come back, I want to get his thoughts on Guardians of the Galaxy without any spoilers, and also your interaction with Jay Moore, who he met, got a picture with, posted to Facebook and Twitter, yet did not ask him to come on the show at any point.
Huh? It didn't come up.
Very disappointing.
I'm sure they'll.
Bob Sugar? Bob Sugar's just going to show up here? You got to ask, Matt. That's part of being a producer.
When you talk to him later today, ask him.
I will. He did retweet me, too.
He did.
Got a lot of views on that one.
I want to get Pat's thoughts on the Paul George injury. We got to talk about a couple of significant losses for the U.S. Ryder Cup team over the weekend as well. At least one for sure, one maybe. And I think I may be on American, Pat. With you coming back from D.C., I feel terrible saying this. I'm not sure that I won't be pulling for the Europeans in the Ryder Cup.
Oh, my God!
Is that an American or what?
Well, listen. You got to do what you got to do, pal.
I feel bad, but I mean, there's not one American that's going to play on that team that I'm excited to watch play golf.
You want to be certainly rooting for a team who's got the best chance of winning, and they look like they do.
Yeah, I got to root for the Paisans at least.
Yeah.
The Molinaris are both playing.
Are they playing?
They got to be
God
on the team.
Bless
They're both
them.
Playing fantastic golf. We'll be back in just a moment. 1028 in the Zone, Buzz Radio Network. The gang's all back together again. Yoo! We'll be right back.